At the end of last year, we asked you to declare your New Year's resolutions for 2015. Not just to lose weight or learn a language, but to do something creative, something ambitious. So we've been hounding four brave volunteers as they've pursued their goals all year long. One of them is Joseph Riedel of Croton-on-Hudson, New York. He resolved to make a TV series based on his recent experience with a brain tumor. And it's a comedy. We checked in with Joseph and his family to find out how his show is coming along.
I don't want to say laughter is the best medicine because that's cheesy, but it has become my defense mechanism through life, making jokes out of things I probably shouldn't be joking about.
Can you operate on my tumor? The doctor said, yes, I can, sir.
I am about to turn 26 years old. As a creative, I've discovered that you can have a lot to say and stand on your soapbox yelling and no one pays attention. And by a very unfortunate event, I have somehow stumbled across a story people are very interested in hearing. That is the story of taking a very bad diagnosis of a brain tumor and turning it into a comedy series. So I kept writing. I got a crew together, friends who I've worked with before, and then some new people who are quickly becoming very trusted friends and very valued coworkers.
My name is Noelle Woodford, and I am the cinematographer for Good Sense of Tumor. And it's really awesome and fun. Go Team Tumor, right? We're supposed to say Team Tumor.
go ahead and call yourself.
I don't want to address myself writing the series within the series. So rather than working on a web series, the character Joe is going to be working on a comic book called Mildly Impressive Man, which is the story of him getting radiation therapy, but being left in just slightly too long. So he's a little faster than the average man. He can levitate like an inch off the ground.
Well, hi, I'm Stephen Riedel. I'm Joe's dad.
Joe is sophisticated, well-read, all these things, but he has his nerdy aspects. And he's not afraid to write that in.
Like when Louis talks out issues on his show around a poker table, I do the same thing around a Dungeons & Dragons setup.
I'm Catherine Riedel, Joe's mom. You know, when you go through something like this, it's so traumatic, and you're just so in the moment. I saw, like, the old Joe coming back more. Once he started putting his words into this format of the comedy series, I could see that he could laugh again and he could, you know, step back. And he was like, amazingly, the anger, I know that I'm sure there's still anger there, but the anger wasn't the way he moved through his world anymore.
I feel like I haven't accomplished anything this year that's super extraordinary. If anything, what I've done is, for me, a very ordinary thing, which is take a really bad situation and try to deflect with humor. You know, as far as diagnoses go, I had a brain tumor. It's not the worst brain tumor out there. I know there are a lot of people going through a lot worse things. I'll feel a real sense of accomplishment when one of them sees the series and tells me it's done something for them.
We'll talk with Joseph again before the end of the year to find out how Team Tumor did. You can read part of his pilot script at studio360.org. Thanks to Julia Wetherill for producing that story.